Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That is toll-free, and you can call in and talk about anything, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, anything goes, 800-259-5791. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got live streaming the broadband version of the show, the dial-up version. They're both totally free. freetalklive.com, the place to go to get a load of that.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call, 1-888-532-4604, or go to their website, freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed, freestateproject.org. So then, as always, the Monday night edition, it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
So, last week, I guess there was a bit of a challenge raised on this show. We're going to talk about that here in a moment. But I wanted to start out with a quick email, and you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. This one from Sheila. She writes, "Dear Ian and gang, if you gentlemen would allow people to talk without being interrupted every other word, you might get more people to talk to you." Well, Sheila, I don't know. Maybe you felt like we were interrupting you, but there's sometimes when people call in a talk show and they just kind of keep going and going and going and going and going and, well, at some
point... I don't remember.
I don't remember if that was applicable to her call. She just might be making a comment.
Called, but, okay.
But those kind of calls definitely do come in where the person will just keep going and going, and you just have to break in at some point in order
otherwise,
to
it's not a conversation. You know?
Right. Otherwise, it's just a somebody dictating to you or preaching to you in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to ask questions. We have to ask for clarification. If you're just going to go on, we have to sometimes stop you down because sometimes I don't understand. Sometimes I have to stop and ask people to clarify what it was that they just said. And by the way, we have plenty of people calling to talk to us anyway. So she goes on. She says, "I had planned on talking to you about the Catholics coming out and saying that the Bible is not true. The reason why our founding fathers were Protestants," she says, "was that they protested the teachings of the Catholic Church. They did not believe that the Pope was the only one who could talk to God. They also did not believe that you could buy your way out of hell." And I might add that the founding fathers were not all Protestants, were they?
No.
No, not at all.
Wasn't there just a variety of different religious
beliefs? I mean, Protestants at the time, I mean, you have two choices of Christians. You had Catholics and Protestants.
Right.
And, you know, certainly the ones that were the Christian groups that came over here, the Puritans, the Pilgrims, they're all known for being Protestants.
Well, a lot of the founding fathers were also very, very much politicians in that in public they claim to be Protestant. But when you read their private writings, they have nothing but contempt and hatred for Christianity. And it's actually some of the things that the founding fathers said are like, I don't know, amazing. Like
I
wouldn't say those types of things about Christianity.
And you're a harsh guy. I mean, you're pretty jaded and cynical.
Yeah, I mean, and some of the things that some of them had to say, like that Christianity is like just the worst evil that has ever been wrought upon the world, some of the founding fathers.
Who said that?
Well, I think Thomas Jefferson, I know, was one to often just call Christians imbeciles.
Hmm.
And he had it like an independent. He completely rewrote the Bible on his own.
You've also got to wonder about the current politicians that call themselves Christians. I mean, look at George W. Bush. Look at the recent presidents, just before President Bush. They all called themselves Christians of one sort or another, but is it very Christian to go and start a preemptive war against an innocent group of people in another country? I would say no.
Doesn't seem like it to me.
Is it Christian to point weapons at people and take their money from them and use it on your own for your own purposes?
Well, if you believe some people, Bush might be a Satanist.
Anyway, we go on here with Sheila's email. She says, "Obviously, you're the product of government-run schools and believe in evolution." Well, first off, I definitely subscribe to evolution over the Christian theories, but that's not because I went to government-run schools. That's just because it's sensible and scientific and backed up by thousands of scientists around the world, whereas so-called intelligent design is backed up by a bunch of crackpots.
I went to private school, Christian school.
And how do you fall on the evolution thing?
You know, I think that to deny that evolution plays a role in, you know, our... that it played some kind of role in the changing of species is crazy. I mean, like it's clear that you can see steps in evolution. I think that there's a greater creating force that, at the very least, started it all off, or you know,
Whatever that my force question might be, it could be a big bang. You mean that could be a big force too, I suppose.
Well, no, my question.
No, I think that there's a creative force.
You know, the whole evolution argument for me is one that's seems so separate. It's like, why don't we stop teaching physics as well? Why don't we stop teaching math? I mean, I think that Jesus
intelligent
anti-gravity. Jesus walked on water, therefore gravity can't exist. Can't be true. We teach the wrong version of science in science class altogether. I think evolution needs to be stopped talking. Obviously, God created the earth. Obviously, if Jesus could walk on water, we don't understand gravity correctly. Let's see, what else don't we understand
correctly? Why don't we just flush science altogether?
Yeah, I think that we don't understand, like the law of thermodynamics.
Forget
obviously, Jesus
testing.
Was able to create matter from nothing. He
Forget
was able
all
to
this
do the
theorizing
loaves
and
fishes.
And testing and retesting and questioning and all that.
Forget evidence. Forget, let's see, there's just so
we could go on.
Yes.
She says.
And courts. Our courts need to stop listening to evidence and actual, juries and whatnot, too, because I think that the way we prove things, it should be by word of mouth entirely.
So what an old book
and if somebody writes an old book about it, then that obviously must be truth.
If you will keep an open mind, says Sheila, and take a look at the seven wonders of the ancient world, with the Great Pyramid of Giza being the only one still standing.
Obviously built by aliens.
You'll understand that we have, as citizens, as civilizations go, have gone downhill. The Dark Ages were caused by the Catholic Church.
I don't agree with that statement.
How'd we go downhill?
Because of the seven wonders of the ancient world.
Well,
they don't have any wonders anymore, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know what that
suggests. I think she's saying, the world's tallest building in Kuala Lumpur, the new super cities that are being built in Hong Kong and Tokyo.
Running water! Electricity! Air conditioning!
The fact that we're thinking about building a transatlantic tunnel, come on.
All-night sandwich shops.
The Dark Ages, she says, the Dark Ages were caused by the Catholic Church keeping the Word of God from the people. The printing press brought the Bible back to the hands of the people and thus enlightened.
We're bad people because we didn't agree entirely that the Catholic Church was the Antichrist.
That's what she says.
I see. I get it now.
She says, but they kept some of the dumb beliefs of the Catholic Church, like bathing was bad and anyone who used herbs to heal were witches. They had the Inquisition for Bible believers that denied that the Pope was the only representative of God. Those who would not convert and say that the wafer and the wine was the literal body and blood of Christ were burned at the stake. When the colonies were first started, they tried to keep the Catholics out, especially the Jesuits. Are those also Catholics?
Yeah, they're like... one could relate them to the stormtroopers of the Catholic Church.
Really?
Yes.
She says they knew that if they got a foothold here, they would corrupt the church. The Jesuits are the military arm of the Vatican. But there you go. They were expelled from most all of the European countries. Japan tossed them out for subversion for over 200 years. Your fundamentalists of today mostly have subscribed to the belief that the Catholics are just good Bible believers like themselves. But in reality, she says, the Vatican is the whore of Babylon. What does that mean?
The whore of Babylon is one of those things predicted in Revelations. One of those...
Oh, I think she was talking about that. That's one of those things that has to happen in order for the
end of the
world.
I think the whore of Babylon rides the beast.
I see.
Yeah, which I don't know what the hell that means.
So a whore can actually be represented by an entire group of people?
I believe so. It's my understanding.
Very interesting. Well, Sheila, thanks for the email. And, it's interesting that we get into theological conversations on this show, and we're going to continue here because Johnson wants to call you out, I guess, man, which I guess you challenged him or something like that.
I don't have any idea what he's talking about.
Anyway, I think it's interesting that we can get into serious conversations like this. Yeah, we know they make some people uncomfortable, but the phone lines are always open if you want to defend your beliefs. 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. But I think it's interesting because we have some very devout Christians listening to the show. We have some very devout Jewish people listening to the show. We have devout Catholics listening to the show as well. So I think it's good that we can talk about these things without totally alienating people. So with that in mind, Johnson is going to be talking about what coming up?
I want to talk about religion. I want to talk about Christian apologism. I want to talk about atheistic apologism as well.
Alrighty then. Whatever apologism is, we'll find out what that means coming up. 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. More Free Talk Live coming up. You take control.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. If you want to take control of the airwaves, 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff on our website, and it's all for free. The bulletin board system is there. Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, updates, much, much more. And it costs you nothing. Although we do ask you for a little bit of help from time to time, and one of those things you can help us with is by casting your vote for Free Talk Live. We're currently the number one podcast in the world over at PodcastAlley.com, thanks to your votes. However, we cannot just sit around and rest on our laurels and think we're going to be number one for the entire month, because I'll tell you, show number two is catching up quickly.
Really?
So we need to get some more votes out there. If you've already voted, big thanks. If you have yet to vote, head right now to vote.freetalklive.com, or when you get in front of a computer, vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to where you need to be at podcastalley.com. It takes you less than a minute to vote for the show, and it does some awesome things for Free Talk Live. I mean,
as much as I like the guys at number two, I don't want to lose. I don't want to be beaten.
So yeah,
it upsets me that I voted for them too.
Well, now you'll have to not do that again.
Sorry, guys.
All right, so yeah, vote.freetalklive.com, and again, if you have voted, pass the word on to some friends. Shoot some instant messages out. Shoot out a few emails and ask your friends to vote. Freetalklive.com. All right, with that, we get to the serious theological discussion. Okay.
All right, so you challenged me last week. You said that there is no one out there who agreed with my religious point of view.
Okay.
I don't recall saying this. Well, you should probably clarify your
religious
point of view.
Now, before I stated that I was an agnostic theist. Okay, now I need to define what that means, because most people have no idea the difference between atheism,
agnosticism,
theism.
It sounds confusing to me.
Theism. Well, okay. A lot of people think that atheist and agnostic, they don't know the difference. An atheist is someone they strongly, and they would be right to say that an atheist is a person who has belief that there is no God. And they would be right. A lot of the Christians use the argument, well, that's a philosophy as well. And a lot of atheists will tell you that's the natural state of things, to just, you know, it's an absence of belief. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. Now, because what agnosticism is agnostic, it's from the root word gnosis or whatever. Gnosticism means knowledge. So an agnostic is without knowledge. So that is someone who believes that there is absolutely not enough information.
You're basically saying, I don't know.
I don't know if there's a God or not. Don't know. And I don't believe either way because there's not enough knowledge. Now, there are two different types of atheists, because if you're an atheist, you know, you can be a strong atheist and say, I don't know. Or you can be, I'm an atheist and I lean towards there's not a God. You know, evidence pretty much points in the direction that there's not a God, but I still don't know. There's not enough information, but I think there isn't a God. Or you can be what I used to be, which is there is not a God, but there's enough evidence where I tend to believe that there is a God.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wait, there's not a God, but there's
enough evidence. No, I'm sorry. They can say, there's not enough evidence to tell, but I tend to believe. Yeah, I screwed up speaking.
If you don't know your own self, you probably shouldn't come to the table.
No,
wait, one more time.
I screwed up speaking. That there is not enough information, an agnostic theist would say that there's not enough information to prove whether or not there's a God, but tends to believe that there is one.
You'd like to think there would be.
Right. So basically, there's two parts. Agnostic, I don't know, and then atheist or theist. Atheist being, I don't believe that there's a God.
See.
Theist being, I believe that there's a God.
Got it.
But if you're an agnostic, I mean, you're not going to subscribe to any sort of religious doctrine like the Bible or Quran or whatever else. I
mean, your God could be any sort of higher power then, basically.
Basically, if I were to believe in a God, which I don't anymore. You know, before I was a little bit of like, maybe there's a higher power out there. Maybe it's like a pantheistic God, which means that it would be an energy force, or maybe it's the world, or maybe it's the void. Maybe there's a bunch of deities. Why does there just have to be one? I mean, the Romans believed in Zeus and Athena and Mars and, you know, whatever else.
Right.
So
with that, Manwich said there's nobody else out there like you.
Right. Now, I would have to disagree. And, you know, the reason why I think you challenged me on that was because I challenge religion so much, and often brashly so. Well, there's someone who agrees with my philosophy.
By the way, our board operator, Bob, says, I'm a militant agnostic. I don't know, and you don't know either.
That would be called strong agnosticism. For example, a strong atheist would be someone who is, you know, devoutly always telling people, there is no God.
Yeah. See, I don't believe in a God, but I just don't get it. I don't get up in people's faces. You know, I'm not somebody that's going to go out to an airport and start passing out pamphlets on how there is no God. You don't have your beliefs.
Yeah,
have them.
My thing is, we're on a radio show.
Absolutely. So,
I will talk about it. I'd like to have an intelligent discussion.
And you don't mind people hating you, so go ahead.
Exactly. Okay. So this article by Sam Harris is entitled, There Is No God, and You Know It. Somewhere in the world, a man has abducted a little girl. Soon, he will rape, torture, and kill her. In an atrocity of this kind, not occurring...
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, I'll read it. I just need to
By the way, this happened here where we're doing the show from. A little girl was abducted and raped and killed about 2 years ago.
Right. Well, if an atrocity of this kind is not occurring precisely at this moment, it will happen in a few hours or days at most. Such is the confidence that we can draw from the statistical laws that govern the lives of 6 billion human beings. The same statistics also suggest that this girl's parents believe, at this very moment, that an all-powerful and all-loving God is watching over them and their family. Are they right to believe this? Is it good that they believe this? No. The entirety of atheism is contained in this response. Atheism is not a philosophy. It is not even a view of the world. It is simply a refusal to deny the obvious. Unfortunately, we live in a world which the obvious is overlooked as a matter of principle. The obvious must be observed and reobserved and argued for. This is a thankless job.
Can you translate all that? Because I'm a little lost.
Okay. Where were you lost?
The whole there's denying the obvious. What's all that about?
Well, it's okay. Did you get the question that he was asking there with the, you know, the statistics suggest that this girl's parents believe at this very moment that an all-powerful and all-loving God is watching over them and their family. Are they right to believe this? Is it good that they believe this?
Well, no.
Right. And in that, he's saying is that the entirety of atheism is contained in that response. That it's not a philosophy, it's just a refusal to deny what's obvious.
The refusal to deny what's obvious.
The answer to the question that he asked.
What is obvious? He's suggesting that what is obvious is
because
that there's
no evil, there is no good?
Not necessarily. I don't think that he's suggesting that. I just think that he's suggesting that there's a creator or whatnot that's seeing over this.
Okay.
Especially the creator of, for example, the Christian religion, which believes that there's a benevolent and loving.
Some people believe there's
perhaps
a loving God.
Perhaps the benevolent sees a need for the malevolent.
Perhaps. And he will get into that.
Okay.
I guess there's certainly some religions out there that believe that God is all-seeing, all-knowing, that sort of thing, in which case, I guess the ultimate question is, why would a God allow something like that to happen to
Right. I mean, is that a benevolent, loving God that just, you know, makes sure that little girls get raped and tortured and killed? I mean, I wouldn't subscribe to that theory, and I think people that are a little crazy.
The answer to that is that the rain falls on the just and the unjust.
Okay.
They always have an answer.
Right.
The answer.
Okay.
Apparently that little girl was unjust.
Or just.
The obvious must be observed and reobserved and argued for. This is a thankless job. It carries with an aura of petulance and insensitivity. It is, moreover...
Petulance is what I hear in this article.
Okay, what's
it
that
It is,
mean?
Moreover, a job wait, that the
petulance.
Atheist doesn't
Petulance
want.
Means pouting and wanting to fight.
All right, well, if you want to fight with Johnson here, 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. You're basically going to claim there is no God and, I guess, prove it?
Well, I'm going to follow along with this article. I don't know that I'm going to claim that, but we'll see.
We'll get back to it. More coming back. Your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder products. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole foods. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Happy Columbus Day! 5 centuries ago, Columbus's tiny ships changed the world. But today, tiny chips are shaking things up. When we come back, I'll tell you how technology is revolutionizing automobiles.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
Fiji.
Columbus sailed with tiny ships and big dreams, but he couldn't have envisioned what's on the horizon today. Industry experts predict an electronics revolution in less than a decade. Mechanical car parts, like steering systems, will be replaced with sophisticated microcomputers. And accessories, like air conditioning, will run independently. How? Technology, like electric motors and 42-volt car batteries, will make it all possible. 500 years ago, we thought the world was flat. But today, we're sailing into a well-rounded future. I'm Bobby Lyons. Like us, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there, including the bulletin board system with over 56,000 posts. Over 900 users interacting there, and all kinds of different conversations, everything from just fun stuff to serious issues like we're talking about right now, and just like we're talking about. I mean, we disagreed amongst the three of us, but on the bulletin board system, there's hundreds of people, right. So the disagreements are quite varied.
So,
and they all kind of get along pretty well, I'd say, considering how much they disagree with.
No one's died.
Nope.
So right before we went to the break, the last quote that was said in the article was that this belief carries with it an aura of petulance, and what was it was
the belief? The belief carries with it an aura of petulance and insensitivity.
Which belief? I'm lost now.
Atheism.
Atheism.
Atheism carries with it an aura of petulance. You know, I guess being whiny,
mm-hmm.
and basically it's a job that an atheist doesn't want is what he follows up that sentence with.
What job exactly?
The job of being a non-believer, being someone who says, "Look, I'm not going to deny reality.
I'm an atheist, but I don't feel like it's a job or a burden at all. I just sort of exist in my own little world, and I don't bother crossing over into other people's theological paths."
Right, but don't you feel like it might be easier if you were to just deny the horror of things that happen, like, oh, look at what's going on in Louisiana or whatnot. Oh, well, there's a loving God watching over. It's all part of the plan. Isn't that easier? I mean, wouldn't you think?
I don't find things difficult, I guess. Maybe it's just because, when I see tragedy happening, I feel bad for the people involved in it.
Right, and because you don't see those things as difficult, people are constantly, "You're callous. You're cold-hearted.
Cold to the world."
Right, and that's the role that atheists, that we don't want to be called. I mean, that's not who we are. It's just we're not denying obvious. We're not denying what's obvious.
By the way, I'm going to take over reading this article.
Because
I'm better.
Read more clearly than I am. This is a complicated article.
All right, so here we go. Now, you can stop me down whenever you're ready. And, of course, you can dial in 1-800-259-5791. We're having serious theological conversations tonight. This from Sam Harris. He says, "It's worth noting that no one ever need identify himself as a non-astrologer or a non-alchemist. Consequently, we do not have words for people who deny the validity of these pseudo-disciplines." Meaning that there is no astrological. There's no
right.
Whereas there is an atheist, there's no astronomy or astrology.
Right.
Word. He says the atheist is merely a person who believes that the 260 million Americans, 87% of our population, who claim to, quote, never doubt the existence of God, should be obliged to present evidence for his existence. So therefore, if you claim that, there is no doubt that God exists, shouldn't you have to prove that claim? And this is something that has been hashed and rehashed on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com time and time again. It seems to me obvious that somebody making a claim should have to present evidence to back up that claim. If you claim that there's a God, it's the onus of criteria, the onus of proof, is in your corner at that point, and you have to lay out the evidence to back up your claim. That seems clear to me. But you the religious people will say, oh, no, you have to
like
prove that there is no God.
That's not true. You know, I can lay what I consider, because to me, I believe that a God has to prove his existence to people through, you know, everyday existence. And I have used many times different what I consider strong representations of there being a God. And you guys just go,
give us an example.
An adult male chimpanzee can lift a
That's strong evidence of evolution.
Really, if I'm involved from a chimpanzee, how come I can't lift a Volkswagen over my head?
God doesn't like you. How does that prove anything?
You can't do it either. Millions of years of evolution have chosen you to use your brain to hunt with sticks.
That's completely inaccurate, though. Because, I mean, a strong, smart guy will beat a smart, weak guy any old day.
I don't know about that.
Because we don't need to fight anymore to get food.
Please.
We're farmers and gatherers. We don't need to fight. We don't need to hunt.
See, there you go. This is the point.
That's evolution.
It's irrefutable, and you guys are sitting there going,
we just refuse it.
It's not irrefutable.
Stop now.
You're crazy. Wait, stop. You said a chimpanzee can lift something over its head that's really heavy, right? And that's proof that there's a God? That doesn't have anything to do with
it. It says that evolution isn't true.
Okay, if you like the strong thing over your head, then let me ask you this question. If God is all-powerful, can he create an object so heavy that he can't lift it?
I don't want to have theological
philosophical
conversations do not prove or not prove.
But what
I'm telling you something that is true. A chimpanzee can lift a Volkswagen over its head.
Okay, again, because when I asked for clarification, you said, oh, that proves that evolution's not true. Well, we're not talking about evolution, and I've never said that
evolution isn't true. Then what is?
Okay. It doesn't matter.
See,
that's irrelevant.
Let me answer that, though, with... There are snakes that can fly.
And that's the petulant thing that they're talking about in the article.
You didn't prove it!
No, you didn't!
Let me answer that with this.
And I'm telling you that the crap that you believe doesn't make any damn sense.
First you said it was going to prove that there was a God, then you changed what you were saying and to say it just proves that evolution is not true. By disproving evolution, you haven't proved the existence of a God.
Let me answer you with this. In Japan, there is a species of crab that has been evolved because of our involvement, human involvement.
Really?
Yes. There is a species of crab in Japan that what the Japan fishermen did is when they found a crab with a certain pattern on its face that looked like a Japanese samurai, on its back, I'm sorry, it had on its shell, it had a pattern where a couple crabs kept coming up and they looked like they had faces of samurai in the back of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
we can't
kill this crab. We have to respect it. Let's throw it back.
Got it.
Well, over time, the crabs, more and more and more, now their shells look like the faces of samurai.
Great. I did not deny that evolution plays some role or another.
But in that small amount of time, that much change has happened. There is a caterpillar that can inflate itself.
Well, hold on.
When it gets scared, it can puff up its rear end and looks identical to the head of a snake. So that this caterpillar, as a defense mechanism, can make itself look like a snake. That is evolution. That is not natural design intelligent design. That is evolution. Evolution is, by its very nature, intelligent design. Now, if you wanted to argue...
Of course, we're not arguing about evolution tonight at all.
No, but what I would say is, if you were to argue that evolution in and of itself is evidence of God, I would respect that argument much more strongly. Much more strongly. If you were to say that the very fact that we have this complex system in which things over thousands and millions of years become... stronger
right.
and
you
more
say that God set up the evolution system
right.
to flip the switch.
Right.
Basically.
That would be an argument I could respect. This argument that, a chimpanzee is stronger, so therefore God created us all. What?
Let's go on. And by the way, Johnson, you were right. This ended up being pretty good. Only the atheist appreciates just how uncanny our situation is. Most of us believe in a god that's every bit as specious as the gods of Mount Olympus. No person, whatever his or her qualifications, can seek public office in the United States without pretending to be certain that such a god exists, because you have to, put your hand on the Bible, that whole thing.
Sure.
Which may explain why all of our politicians claim to be Christians and don't act that way. They don't act like they love their neighbors. And much of what passes for public policy in our country conforms to religious taboos and superstitions appropriate to to a medieval theocracy. Our circumstance is abject, indefensible, and terrifying. He says it would be hilarious if the stakes were not so high. So, whether you want to talk about God or the existence thereof, or even on a side tangent, the whole evolution thing, and to me, again, the evolution doesn't matter if it's true or not. What matters is that we're here now to live our lives. I don't really care where we came from. And not to suggest that humans would ever really be able to answer that question. More coming back. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That is toll-free, and you can talk about anything. 1-800-259-5791. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Brand new Shriner added to the site over the weekend. Her name is Kelly. And she's from Minnesota. She's an activist up in Minnesota. So you should check her out. Man, have you seen the picture yet?
Yes, I have.
You like it?
Well, it's amazing how all these girls take their pictures with their shirts on.
Well, she's not revealing anything.
How old is she?
I don't know. She looks about 18, though. I'll tell you that.
We certainly hope.
FreeTalkLive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. By the way, ladies of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors, it's not a beauty contest, okay? So check it out, FreeTalkLive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. We are in the midst of a theological conversation, and Manwich and Johnson are at each other's throats. I had to keep them apart during the break. Let's go to Adam in Nova Scotia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
I'd like to bring a different aspect of the conversation to the table.
Certainly.
This whole agnostic thing, whether or not it exists. I mean, the Bible justifies itself. Harry Potter could exist. It's all explained in that book. Where's the difference?
Wait a minute. You're suggesting that the Bible is as legitimate as Harry Potter, correct?
Absolutely.
What would a religious person say to a claim like that?
Well, it's all magic. I mean, oh, God.
I guess
magical.
They would point to the prophecies in the Bible and claim that the prophecies have proven themselves.
Well, yeah, but there's plenty of people that have claimed...
Don't argue with me about it.
I don't believe this stuff. Those are Amish, right?
I mean...
So, Adam, are you a Harry Potter worshiper, or you're just pointing at it?
No, not by far.
That's why the religious discussions on this show, I feel, fall flat, because we don't have a good... if we had Reverend Bob here to talk about it, well, then we could do it, but, you know...
What do you mean? I think we've had a very in-depth discussion so far.
I don't know. I don't agree.
And Adam's on the phone, so obviously he was enticed to call in. Adam, do you have any other comments for us?
Yeah, I mean, the Bible, it's complete circular logic. I mean, as soon as it has an aspect that proves itself, which is not already defined in its own doctrine, then I'll listen to it. I'll accept it. I mean,
what do you mean? What do you mean by that? When it has an aspect not already defined, can you explain that a little bit?
If there's anything outside of the Bible and the hearsay in this book that was clearly written by a human being, mm-hmm. that would elicit, well, no, that would show any light of evidence that there was a God, I would listen to it, but. So far, it's all circular logic. God exists because he says so.
You're just saying it's a bunch of stories.
I want to bring up the point, though, that atheism in the same realm is also circular logic. And here's why. Atheism is circular logic in the same route because you can't prove either way whether or not there's a God. So either side of that argument is going to be circular.
Exactly. But the agnosticism part of it,
that's the only argument that isn't circular.
There is no argument.
Right.
Cubed.
Very good. Hey, Adam, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you, dude. 800-259-5791.
It's time cubed.
All right, so let's continue with Sam Harris here. He is claiming that there is no God and you know it. That's kind of incendiary. He says, consider this. The city of New Orleans was recently destroyed by Hurricane Katrina. Well, actually... it was destroyed by the government because the government is shoddy at everything they do, and so they built some levees that were really lousy, and they failed, and so it's actually the flooding as a result of bad government. But nonetheless, he says, at least 1,000 people died, tens of thousands lost all their earthly possessions, and over 1 million have been displaced. It's safe to say that almost every person living in New Orleans at the moment Katrina struck believed in an omnipotent, omniscient, and compassionate God. But what was God doing while a hurricane laid waste to their city? Surely he heard the prayers of those elderly men and women who fled the rising waters for the safety of their attics, only to be slowly drowned there?
If a person were responsible for the same thing, like, for example, say George W. Bush had the power to throw hurricanes at
some
people.
Some of our conspiracy theorist listeners believe that he does.
He certainly has
the power of to throw nuclear weapons at people.
Nuclear weapons, we'll say that. But I'm just saying, say that... whoever God was an actual person here on this planet, mm-hmm. right? How long do you think that person would live? Not very long.
You mean if he was doing terrible things?
Right. If somebody threw hurricanes at people and was doing... I mean, the people who believe...
If people never died...
a loving God.
If people never died, we'd all starve to death, consuming each other.
I didn't say if people never died. I'm saying if
But you want, saying, you want them all to die
I'm
happy
saying, no,
in their sleep at 84?
No, I don't think you're understanding what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if God, the entity God,
uh-huh.
what most Christians call God, mm-hmm. were actually a person here on the planet. I'm not saying anything changes, just that God is here. And people knew who he was, and God was a celebrity here. How long would it be before someone tried to take him out?
If tuna fish spoke Latin, we wouldn't eat them.
What I'm saying is because people don't have access to the God, and they can always, people can always think about God as not in touch, not a person, not ever reachable, not around. And that's, I think, part of the reason why people don't hate God. I mean, seriously.
For doing terrible things.
Right. They don't even, if God were a person here, suddenly people would think about God in a totally different way and would be like, this person is evil and awful.
We talked about this during the break, and you can bring up terrible things that happen on Earth, and there are plenty of people out there that are religious that will just simply say, well, God is hands off. He created it, and now he's just watching.
Right.
So let's go to Robert in North Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hey, Robert. What's on your mind?
Just wondering what you guys would say to good or evil-spirited people. Is this like a good or evil force or a chemical brain and bumps, you know, the way they're wired.
Good or evil people? We will address that one coming up, and we might hang you on for a little bit of clarification on that, Robert. Hang on. 1-800-259-5791. What's the cause of good or evil people? Are there good or evil people? Do evil people believe they're evil? I don't know about that. We'll talk about it coming up. 1-800-259-5791. Of course, your thoughts and your opinions if you make the calls. This is Free Talk Live.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burned skin, rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control, 1-800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There is no logging in. There's no membership fee. You just go and get them totally free. And, of course, you can sign up for the podcast, and then we'll send you the archives automatically when they're ready for you. freetalklive.com. With that, we go back to the phones, back to Robert in North Carolina. Robert, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, your question was basically something about good people, evil people. How do you explain good and evil? Is that about right?
Yeah, and people that do bad things regularly become good people overnight, and many would claim a spirit led them to do this, you know. And if there's no such thing as good and evil spirits, then how could this happen overnight? I mean, could a chemical change in their body make this happen, you know, overnight?
Well, give an example of an evil person that turned good overnight.
Well, I'll use my personal experience. This was back when I was younger, and I've been religious, been not religious, and now I'm back somewhat religious.
Everybody has their own path. Okay.
Yeah. And, well, I just felt one night that I wanted to be good. I wanted to go to church. I just had this...
Now, hold on. Now, were you being evil before that?
Well...
I mean, there's a difference between someone... No, Robert, there's a difference between somebody that decides, I don't believe in God, and then one day decides, well, I want to go back to church. I want to start this God thing again. I think that's not being evil or good. That's just making a choice for yourself.
Right.
Evil people, I think, you know, you might categorize them as murderers and rapists. I mean, were you a murderer or a rapist at that time?
No.
No.
Were you a thief?
I think thieves would be evil.
Thieves would be evil, sure.
Yes,
thieves,
yes,
government employees. I'm kidding. So
I had stolen things. You know,
it was just something that was, you know, internal, something where you just decided to make a change in your life. And I think that you can decide to make changes in your life without having to give up your decisions as though they were being controlled by some spirit, whatever that means.
I think you decided to turn to morality, and in your life, from the very statement you made at the beginning of this, you define morality. You know, you turn to what you thought very well defines morality, which is religion for you. You know, you find that that's a code that you like, and that's what you wanted to turn to.
That's one of the good things about religion, is it does help people, you know, with a code that they can follow, basically.
Right.
Well, what would persuade people to be good or bad, or evil?
Without religion?
Or good, you know?
I subscribe to what's called the
Here, I'll do it. I'll answer it simply. It's just a matter of society. It's just a matter of people are good by nature. People don't want to be harmed in their lives, so therefore they treat other people well. I think that there are some exceptions to that, and those are the evil people. Those are the ones that have felt jaded by life. They're grasping at straws. They're trying to attack everything that comes across them. But I think for the most part, people behave. For instance, the reason I don't walk naked down the street is because my neighbors would probably shun me and stop talking to me.
Now here's what I was going to say. I forgot because I was trying to come up with a name. There's a thing by a philosopher by the name of Immanuel Kant. He calls it the categorical imperative. Now let me explain that much easier. I'm sure you've heard of the golden rule: do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
That's in most
religions. There's more than that. That's do unto others as you would have them do unto you, and everyone else is the categorical imperative. In other words, don't lie unless you would like people to lie to you, and everyone should lie to everyone all the time, because otherwise that's not moral.
Yeah, so treat everybody as you'd like to be treated, and that doesn't even have to be set down on paper. It's just something we inherently know because we want to live. Thanks for the call, Robert. 800-259-5791, hour number two is coming up, and you can take control of the show. This is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.